Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening to the gospel account of Luke, the 13th chapter. If you've been with us on these Friday nights, then you know that we have been ministering on the subject of healing. And on the we're calling this receiving and ministering healing. And we've been taking one by one the individual accounts of healing in the ministry of Jesus. And there are only about 19 of those. I say about 19 because it depends on which ones you count and which ones you don't. And of course, a lot more people than that that got healed in Jesus' ministry. But there are only about 19 where there's some detail given about who they were, how they came to Jesus, what was wrong with them, what he said, what they said, what he did, how they ministered, how he ministered to them, how they received. And so how many believe that these 19 were selected by the Holy Spirit and given to us every generation for all time because they are timeless, right? And they apply to everybody. Because in the Gospel of John, you know, it says that if everything that Jesus said and did was recorded, he supposed even the world itself couldn't contain the books that would be written. So we have a relatively small portion of what Jesus said and did recorded. But these things were hand-picked by the Holy Spirit because they apply to everybody. So is it beneficial for us to study them like this? Oh, I believe it is. Because for one thing, faith comes by hearing. Amen. And this is the Word of God. This is not just men's words. This is the Word of God. So as we're hearing this, faith is coming. And the Lord even spoke to me, I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but distinctly in my spirit while I was waiting on him about this. He said, you're building a foundation of healing in the church. Amen. And I believe we are a foundation of faith for healing. Some things you don't always see just in a day or just readily, but this is growing. I said this is growing and this is building. It's pushing doubt out. Amen. It's pushing questions out. And faith is building. I told Phyllis we had heard some really good reports of people being healed. You know, she read some, and some of them we hear that have not been written. But there have been a lot of healings just in the last few months in this church. And we were talking about a particular case, and I've seen this because I've ministered in this area for some while. And so many times things change so subtly that people don't realize. They just realize after days, I haven't been hurting. They just, you know, after weeks, they realize, you know, it's been 6 weeks since I had one of those attacks, one of those problems like I used to. And the Word of God works in you that way. It's not always spectacular, but it is powerful. Amen. And life changing. That is going on in this church. That is going on. Amen. And it's just going to get stronger and stronger. So don't get carried away with looking for something spectacular and miss the supernatural. And don't believe lies. Well, I just don't know. I don't know. Just stay with it. Stay with it. Yeah. Stay with the Word. Amen. It is working. Yeah. Say it out loud. The Word, is working. Working. Working mightily. In me. Hallelujah. It changes things on a subconscious level. It changes things in your spirit. And really the things outside are the last to change. Things have already changed majorly inside you. And that's why so many times you don't recognize the outside, because it's been that way inside for weeks or months. And you go, well, there it is outside. When did it come? I don't know, because it's been that way inside for some time. In Luke, the 13th chapter, this is our, I believe it's our 17th case of healing that we have studied. And it is called, we're calling it, the healing of the woman with the spirit of infirmity. It's recorded just in this one place in Luke 13. So are you there? Everybody there? And let's pray before we read. Thank you, Lord. My faith is not in myself and my ability to teach or preach or dazzle you with any fancy verbiage. My faith is not just in you. My faith is in this word to produce results. Amen. Whether it's me or you or whoever proclaimed it in faith and respect, and somebody hears it in faith and respect, it will work. It will produce results. And I am firmly convinced it makes no difference what has been wrong with you or how long it has been that way. I believe you can be healed. And I believe it's God's will for you to be healed. Amen. And no matter how rough it's been and how horrible it may have been, I believe God's power is so great and it is His will that He can heal you and make you so whole and so free and so strong that all that stuff just seems like a bad dream that happened to somebody else is so far away from you. So hold on and don't quit. Believe and expect. Amen. Things can happen tonight. Tonight. How many of you know God is the great I am? Not I was. Not I will be maybe somehow. Someday. No, I am. He am tonight. Let's pray before we read these. Father, thank you so much for your goodness and faithfulness. We respect your word in this place. This is your place. We are your people. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Grant us utterance. Full, precise, complete. Give everybody ears to hear and eyes that see. And Lord, we confess that your word is life to us and health and medicine to all our flesh. Open our eyes to see everything we ought to see from this passage, and our ears to hear everything, and our heart to receive everything that we should. And we thank you that you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from death and destruction. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Said out loud, I'll get something good from the Lord's word tonight. In Luke, the 13th chapter. Luke 13, and we'll begin reading in verse 10. Are you there? Luke 13, 10. And as he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Uh-oh. I mean, before we go any further, we know what's up, right? We have seen this happen again and again in this study that Jesus healed somebody on the Sabbath day and got in big trouble because of it. How many understand this is not a coincidence, right? What is the significance about the Sabbath day? Well, last week we talked in some detail about it. The Sabbath day is the day of rest, right? The day of rest. And Hebrews goes into great detail about saying that there remains a rest to the people of God. And he talks about faith in that chapter. Read it carefully and you'll see what we're talking about. The fourth chapter of Hebrews. He said, we which have believed do enter into rest. Amen. And how many understand we're living in the day and in the dispensation and in the new covenant of grace, right? No part of salvation is by works. It's by grace through faith. So there's much significance why we keep seeing the Sabbath day in connection with these healings. Now keep reading. On the Sabbath day, now he was doing what? He was teaching. He was teaching. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, You are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Well, we've seen that too, haven't we? That glorifying God when people got healed. And the ruler of the synagogue raised his hands and praised God. Huh? Well, you would think this is talking about the, you know, today, you know, we think church instead of synagogue. And we think, well, you know, the ruler of the synagogue, that's the head man. So it'd be the head pastor saw somebody got healed in the church. And so he answered with indignation. He wasn't happy. He wasn't glad. He wasn't praising God. Because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Mm-mm-mm. And he said to the people, now try to put yourself, don't just read it as a historical account. Put yourself there in the service. Here's a woman that's healed. And here's the head man in the church going, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. And them, therefore, come and be healed and not on the Sabbath day. And he said it with indignation. So he didn't just say it politely. He said it in indignation. And the Lord answered him, you hypocrite. Now, where was he at? He was in the synagogue. And the head man of the synagogue is the one just got through saying this. So Jesus, in this man's church, looks at him and says, you hypocrite. In his own church. Does not each one of you. Now he's including more folk than just him. There were some other folk there that were agreeing with the head man in the church. Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? When he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. He hung his head. They all hung their head. They didn't have nothing to say. And all the people, all the rest of the folks, rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Woman with the Spirit of Infirmity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1010. That's R1010. And the tape will be sent to you postage pay. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.